TRIA posts record $2,291 May card spend, up 47%. TRIA reported its highest month of card spending to date, telling followers on X that May volume climbed 47% to $2,291. The self-custodial card issuer logged 105,000 transactions and close to 14,000 active wallets over the month, and said June 4th alone produced $1.7 million in card spends. The figures are self-reported by the vendor's official account and have not been independently audited. The numbers behind the headline, a 47% month-over-month jump, is steep, and the supporting detail matters more than the top line. Transaction count, 105K against active wallets, 14K, implies roughly 7 card payments per active wallet for the month, which reads like recurring real-world use rather than a handful of large one-off loads. The $1.7 million single-day figure on June 1st works out to an annualized run rate well above May's pace, though one day is not a trend. What TRIA did not break out, average transaction size, the share of spend tied to its rewards program versus organic use, or geographic split. Those gaps are worth keeping in mind before reading the growth as purely demand-driven. Timing against Season 3, the release lands at an awkward moment. TRIA framed the metrics as proof that Season 3 is just getting going, but Season 3 also brought a cashback downgrade that took effect June 1st, the same day as the 1.7 minutes print. May's volume was earned almost entirely under the older, more generous reward structure. That sequencing cuts against the narrative. Much of the spend TRIA is celebrating was driven by cashback rewards that no longer apply at the same rate. The open question is whether June and July hold up once cardholders feel the capped economics in their statements. Records set under one rewards model do not guarantee the next month repeats them under a tighter one. The practical read for cardholders. For anyone using or weighing the TRIA card, the practical read is twofold. The usage data is a genuine signal, a self-custodial card clearing 8-figure monthly volume across thousands of wallets is past the point of being an experiment, and that scale tends to bring steadier merchant acceptance and support. Spending from your own non-custodial wallet also sidesteps the counterparty risk that froze balances at failed custodial issuers, which is part of TRIA's pitch. The caution is on rewards math. If the appeal was the cashback rate, run your own numbers against the Season 3 caps before assuming the returns that produce these May figures still hold. Check the cap thresholds against your actual monthly spend, since the rate that matters is the one you hit after the cap, not the headline figure. TRIA has not published an independent audit of the metrics, so treat them as vendor reported. The growth is real enough to note. The durability is unproven until the post-cap months are on the board.